Tyler, could you tell me, please, what the impoverished pinweed is?
Well, I can't tell you a whole lot about it. In fact, we know very little about it. It's a rare vascular plant that was detected as part of the surveys being conducted by the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute, the ABMI. I can tell you that it's a very small little plant. It's about 5 to 10 centimeters tall, and it grows in disturbed habitats, mostly sandy soil. But other than that, we know very little about it other than it's extremely rare.
From the information that you've sent out, it sounds like this hasn't been seen in Alberta for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, it's never been recorded from Alberta. In fact, the species has never been recorded in Alberta. This is a first. And the specimen itself is only the sixth of its kind ever collected. It is known from Saskatchewan, from the southern shores of Lake Athabasca. And some related species are found in Manitoba, but no, this one has never been found in Alberta, so it's extremely rare. And now we know of a location of a breeding population of it here in Alberta in the extreme northeast.
So where exactly did you find it?
So it was on the southern shores of Lake Athabasca, and it was way up in the northeast part of Alberta. It was collected as part of the ABMI's, the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute, their surveys, and this is a large-scale biological monitoring project that's occurring in Alberta, and it's all basically, if you cover the map of Alberta with a grid of sampling points that are spaced every 20 kilometers, that's what the ABMI project is all about, and they're collecting biological information on plants and animals from all over the province.
When you did discover it while doing the survey, did you find just a few little plants, or were there quite a few?
Well, there was just the one, and it wasn't me. It was one of the taxonomists working on the team here, one of our vascular plant specialists, Tim Chipchar. He immediately recognized the specimen as unusual when he came across it. There wasn't any others in the sample. And then he began digging a little bit deeper to figure out its true identity. He contacted a researcher, Dr. Harms from the University of Saskatchewan, who confirmed that indeed Tim had found this rare plant.
So how do you think it got there if there was only one?
Well, there's actually a breeding population there. So one specimen was collected as the record for that site, but there's actually a population of them at that site.
And how do they populate an area? Do they spread by seed or by roots, or how does it work?
Yeah, well, nobody really knows. I think the thing is so rare that we know very little about it. We believe that they're self-fertilizing, but in truth, nobody really knows about it. And so it's an extremely valuable specimen, and it'll be safeguarded in the museum's collection. So it'll be available for future research and basically anyone to come and see in perpetuity.
So then what do you know about the Saskatchewan population?
Well, the other specimens that are on record were collected in similar habitats, in very sandy, disturbed habitats on the southern shore of Lake Athabasca and the Saskatchewan side. The real significance for this particular find is that it hadn't been recorded for 32 years. There's a lot of work on plants across the Prairie Province, well, basically everywhere in Canada, but it's odd that with all that work that this thing was not detected. So it does suggest that it's an extremely rare thing. It's got a very specialized habitat, and it's an interesting find. It really highlights the significance of projects like this Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Project and its affiliation with an institution like the Royal Alberta Museum.
So what happens on occasions like this when you discover something that you're not expecting and that is so rare? Do you break out the champagne?
Well, certainly there's, once we confirm that it is a rare thing, yep, there's some celebration that happens. We go through thousands and thousands of specimens. We're not just doing plants with this project, we're doing soil mites, we're sampling bird recordings, moss, lichens, aquatic invertebrates, and every now and then we come across an extremely rare thing or even a new species. There are dozens of soil mites that are new to science that have been discovered through this project, and lots of new information on the distribution of various species throughout Alberta. And so, yeah, there is some celebration that happens, and then we get back to business.
Well, just getting back to the impoverished pinweed, the name doesn't sound very good. Do you have any idea why it was named that, why it's called that?
No, I don't, actually, no.
And what does it actually look like? What would it be similar to, like a violet or what?
It's actually, it's in the cystaceae, so it's in the rock rose family, so it's a spindly little plant. It's a tough-looking little plant. It's fairly well adapted to growing in very windy, disturbed soil conditions. So you can imagine a blowing, sandy area that's adapted for that. So it has sort of sparse hairs on the leaves. Yeah, I mean, it's fairly nondescript. The flowers are very subtle and pale, and yeah, there's really not much to say. It's understated beauty, I would say.
And do you have any idea what role in the environment it might play? Are there some animals that depend on it, or?
Yeah, its ecological values? Mm-hmm. No, we have no idea. So that's sort of the future direction. We'll, you know, get into some of the research on it. The first step in sort of any form of inquiry in biology is to put a name on it, and we're really at the very beginning, just basically confirming that there is a population in Alberta and putting a name on it, and then hoping to move on and learn more about it as time goes on.
And any speculation as to how it even got here?
Yeah, no idea. I mean, it's likely it was here all along, and it was just beneath our detection that it was just unnoticed. And so, again, that highlights some of the benefits of projects like this survey the ABMI is doing, in that they're getting into some of the most remote regions of the province and collecting information. And their affiliation with the museum allows them to help them figure out what it is they've collected. And so with every sample we get in the museum's labs, we are extremely excited to see what new things we'll find.
Well, it's an exciting find. Thank you very much, Tyler.
My pleasure. Thank you.